Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report is brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service, located right off I-94 in Avon. Yes, indeed, Mid-Soda. Check them out for all your trailer needs. Mid-Soda, yeah, Trailer Sales and Service. Hey, let's talk about the poultry side of things in agriculture and the current egg market. Gary Crawford at USDA has more details.
When it comes to the production and domestic availability of eggs,
we are again looking at very tight supplies
and very high prices brought on by the loss of millions of laying hens due to avian influenza. USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham says table egg production July of 2023, last year, 640 million dozen. This past July, down to 630 million, sending wholesale prices through the roof. However, Shagham expects things to settle down a bit in the egg market.
We're looking at table egg production for 2024 to be very, very close to the table egg production 2023 at about 7.9 billion dozen. And then next year we'll see gradual increases reaching about 8.2 billion dozen in 2025.
And with more production,
we would expect to see egg prices decline.
But he says that's if we have no more bird flu outbreaks, and that's a big if. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
All right, Gary, thank you very much. We're going to kind of make a trip around the upper Midwest here on this week's program. Let's go to Iowa. Fellow farm broadcaster Riley Smith with the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network getting a look at some of the crops in their state of Iowa.
With some pretty cooperative weather during pollination, the fields in southwest Iowa are mostly looking outstanding as we approach the end of the crop year. Southwest Iowa BECCS agronomist Nate Meyer said that while some areas could use some rain, he's very pleased with what he's seen.
Pollination in fields I've looked at have been great. Soybeans look great. The areas that had water, timely and everything, phenomenal. Planting dates, everything looks great. We do have a few areas that could use another shot of water right now. Looking at the date. That first 2 weeks in August is kind of always key and critical to get another shot of rain on your soybeans to really boost those yields. So, but for the most part, I think everybody in Southwest Iowa is going to have a bumper crop this year.
While the recent heat helped keep diseases at bay, Meyer said the current temps are optimal for disease pressure, so scouting is very important right now.
The heat did have a good effect. A lot of times when we are that warm, it really slows down. We were sitting in those above, 95 to 100 degrees there. It really slowed down the progression of that disease. But it's also not great for corn all the time. So, but looking at our temperatures now, mid 70s to 80s, that's a little bit more of a prime temperature for disease. So I suggest people still be out there scouting. Obviously, this crop isn't finished yet. So, but as I've been out looking at fields, I'm hard pressed to find anything that's too concerning in my area when it comes to disease, picking out a few things here and there, but nothing that's widespread.
Meyer said some warmer temperatures, particularly at night, would help the crops finish out to their full potential.
Highs in the lower to mid 80s are perfect during that time, so we can have this crop finished on time. Obviously, we have some areas that are very late planted from a lot of rains this spring, so anything that we can help those along is going to be great. So, as much as I know people enjoy being here in the beginning of August and it's 75 degrees, the crops would probably enjoy it just a little bit warmer, especially at night.
That again was Southwest Iowa BECCS agronomist Nate Meyer. For more information or to get in touch with your local BECCS agronomist, visit BECCSHybrids.com. Riley Smith reporting.
Now let's go to Wisconsin, and many know their slogan, Wisconsin, America's Dairyland. Well, what's playing a role in maintaining that state nickname is Wisconsin's dairy goat industry. Wisconsin's Dairy Goat Association Vice President Anna Thompson-Hajik says Wisconsin's dairy goat heritage has gotten a new light in the last decade thanks to the development of a lot of goat milk products.
So the dairy goat industry in Wisconsin has a really fascinating history. In fact, the Wisconsin Dairy Goat Association Club traces its roots all the way back to the 1930s. And Wisconsin has always been at the forefront of the dairy goat industry. I think there's just a really rich heritage in our state for the dairy goat industry, and a heritage that has been given new life in the last 20 years in particular with the formation of these branded products. You can find goat milk and products, everything from your conventional cheeses to now in things like ice creams, gelatos. There's some exciting work going on in the creation of formula for babies. There's all kinds of different sorts of cheeses, not just logs of cheese these days, but shredded cheeses that go on your pizza. And then there's conventional fluid milk.
And Anna says the future looks bright for the dairy goat industry.
We are a little bit at a crossroads as an industry because there's all kinds of new ideas and new products coming down the pike. Yogurt, kefir is another really growing segment of dairy goat product. So it's an exciting time.
Yeah, pretty exciting to keep an eye on that, you bet. And also, well, we're in Wisconsin. Let's go back to Iowa Farm Progress Show. That's coming up this week in Boone, Iowa. Show manager Matt Youngman says they're starting to see the big machinery start to trickle in. And we head to Iowa. And WHO Farm Director David Geiger supplying this report on Farm Progress in Boone, Iowa this coming week.
There is less than a week left until the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. And its manager Matt Youngman says they're starting to set up the big iron.
The progress over the last week is just amazing. All the tents are in the air. A lot of landscaping going down and a constant flow of equipment headed towards that loading dock.
That means rolling out the combines and getting them tuned up by the end of the week.
Get things opened up so we can do ride and drives and precision demos and give the drones some flight area. So we're in real good shape, and I think he said he's going to have 9 combines running this Thursday, just getting them tuned up.
This is particularly exciting to Youngman because the test plots look great. He says the last time Iowa hosted the Farm Progress Show, they weren't able to have field demonstrations.
We had a tremendous show and beautiful weather the last time we were here, but we didn't get to go out and get anything dirty. So this year, I think the pick is it's going to be a full Farm Progress Show with all of the amenities up and running. So we're gonna turn the machine completely on with field demonstrations and all the ride and drives. You know, there's 8 UTV ride and drives, let alone the pickup trucks, tractors, and sprayers. So I think the field activity is probably the thing that I'm most looking forward to.
As for the start of the show on Tuesday,
gates open at 8 o'clock. We have Wiffle's opening ceremonies right there at 8 o'clock. We've got a great surprise coming in terms of who's going to be performing the national anthem each of the 3 days.
The Farm Progress Show is next week, August 27th through the 29th in Boone, Iowa. I'm David Geiger reporting.
All right, David, thank you. Farm Director of WHO Radio in Des Moines, Iowa. So, yeah, making the rounds around Wisconsin and Iowa. And, of course, the Minnesota State Fair continues. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.